take us a couple minutes here to get adjusted, I think. But can you hear me now? Getting there? All right. Well, mothers, happy Mother's Day. What a great day to be preaching on honoring fathers and mothers. You're going to have to share a little bit of limelight with the fathers today, so we'll just bear with that. So I will say yesterday was somewhat of a success at the car show. The rain didn't help a lot, but we still was able to, the road church, I believe, got to share the gospel a little bit. So pray for those seeds. And I think our DJ dubbed it as the 14th annual car show and first annual car wash. So it was 14 years, the first time they really had rain that affected the show. So pretty good run. A lot of people started coming out a little bit as the rain stopped, and it was still a good day. So just thank you for the support to the band. As a band parent, I thank you. And I'm sure the Booster Club would say the same. So it was a great day. Okay. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. It says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Tell a little story here about a young first grade boy and his parents who were having a parent-teacher conference at school one evening. And the teacher was going on and on about how wonderful a student their child was. He went on to tell about how he did everything he was asked. He kept everything put up nice and tidy. He went on to say how polite and caring the child was with others in the classroom. And she was about to go on and speak some more when she noticed that the parents were visibly sitting there shocked. And she said, well, what's wrong? And the mother replied, there is no way you are talking about our son. The teacher reassured her that she was talking about their son, that he does all these things. He's a perfect student in my classroom. The mom said, you know what? We're having such a hard time at home with him. Everything you're saying he does here, he will not do at home. And he's being disciplined at home. So the story gets even better when they get home. The dad asks the son, why is it you come home and we have to discipline you for not doing what you're told, but at school you're doing everything without even being asked, hardly? And the young boy calmly explained to his dad, if I'm not good at school, they'll kick me out. So why do we want to honor our fathers and mothers? What value is there in it for me? First off, I think we should probably look at the word honor. From the Greek, it talks about it being to revere, prize, or value. Not just give respect for merit, but also for rank, position of authority. We may not necessarily agree with the decisions or actions, but we need to honor them in the role as a parent. That can also mean taking care of them in a point in their life when dignity is in big need in their time. Even though we may not want to go through that ourselves, it's all about honoring your parent at that time. Always keeping their needs at the forefront. These things also tie together with the promise that God gave in this passage of a long, fulfilling life. In other words, God is going to be with us for carrying out this commandment. An example of this would be in Jeremiah 35. Verses 18 and 19. Then Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabite, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the command of Jonadab, your father, kept all his commands and have done according to all that he commanded you. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me always. God is always going to honor you for honoring your parents. Even if it's not easy, he's going to always be with you. He's going to give you fulfillment in your life for doing that. God honored these men for what they did, and I believe he still does it today, just the same. You say, what about ungodly parents? Well, the scriptures are pretty clear about ungodly parents as well. You look in Ezekiel chapter 20. Verses 18 and 19. I said to the children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your father, or keep their ordinances, or defile yourselves from their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and observe them. This is sometimes a tough one, because we still have to honor our parents for their whole, for who they are, for their role. But when it comes to contradicting God, God is very clear. We have to stick with him. And that's a hard one sometimes in some situations. There's a lot of things that you can do. Most importantly, you need to pray for your parents in those situations. But we still need to honor God first, and then honor our parents the best we can in those times. And just allow the Spirit to lead and guide, and just pray for God's direction in your parents' life as well as yours. Those things are not easy to overcome, and sometimes they can take years. But God still wants you to honor your parents in those ways. So what can we do to honor our mother and father? I found a lot of interesting articles in doing some researching that deal with honoring mom and dad. And there's all kinds of different spectrums, religious and non-religious and things, and a lot of them have the same core values involved in what they're saying. I did find one that really stood out, and it came from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in an article written by Don Wilton. He suggests the following 7 keys for honoring our parents. Number 1, value your parents' world. No matter how old they are living in a world that is highly relevant and valuable to them. The past is always important to them. Remember that. Things are different now, but they still have to hold on to their values and their things that they lived and grew up in. Respect your parents' age. Don't mock their limitations and abilities. Love them in it. And I can tell you, from a personal standpoint, I'm starting to see my dad get to that point. He's been doing some things in the last couple weeks trying to remodel a bathroom that I've almost had to scold him on, moving furniture and things by himself. And makes me nervous. He still wants to do those things, but, you know, he's getting to that point where physically he can't. And we've got to be able to come along beside him and help him in those times. Model your parents godly attributes. You know there are many things they said and they did that simply blessed your life. So go and do likewise. It honors them and the Lord. Besides, if it blessed you, just think how much it will bless their grandchildren. This is also about the next generation and dealing with how we're going to bring up that group. Because we want them to honor us, don't we? Someday, we're going to be in our parents' situation, and we're going to have to be taken care of. So Some of the mornings it feels like it's sooner than not. But anyway, we need to live up to that model of our parents. Number four, protect your parents. Individual dignity. The older they become, the more they will cherish your hedge of protection. Remember, they protected you when you were just starting out. There's a lot to be said about the dignity of our elderly parents and how important it is for them to be able to carry on with that. And I think it's such an honor to be able to do things like move your parents in with you to help them their physical needs. And there's a lot that says there's a lot that helps them with their dignity and not having to be in different situations. Now, there are times when we have to do things, and we just need to make sure we're protecting them best we can, whether it's at your home or in a nursing home, but just to keep in touch and make sure that things are going well. Number five, fulfill your parents' essential joy. Make it your business to find out what gives them joy. Sometimes it's as simple as a regular phone call, and please answer their calls. It makes their day. I can tell you, it is a big thing. When my mom passed away, I was very nervous about my father being alone, and it was pretty rough the first year. But I was able to make daily phone calls real easy to him, and keep in touch with him, and go to lunch with him once in a while. And just simple little things that really made a big difference. And it really does bring joy to my dad to be able to have a meal with someone. Something as simple as just going and eating dinner with him. Because he wants to be able to talk to someone while he's having his meal. And there's just many things you can do. Maybe it's a letter. We don't see that very often anymore. But you know, mail's a big thing to that generation. They love seeing cards and letters come. There's many things you can do. Number six, provide for your parents' basic needs. Make certain you're not feasting at the king's table while your precious parents are living on cans of baked beans. And by the way, make sure they're eating right. That's a big one too today, with a lot of dietary restrictions and things. Number seven, just do it. Honor your God-given responsibility. Just do it. God said it, and you'll be so glad. These are just seven hints, clues, things that you can do easily. I would add one more to that, to just pray for your parents. If it's not part of your daily routine, make it one. We need to pray for them. We need to thank God for them. Colossians 3:20. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Just to kind of reiterate what God is saying in this commandment, it pleases him for us to honor our parents. You know, that young boy, he was honoring his teacher, but he didn't have the full completeness of honoring his parents, did he? And I think sometimes we can get caught up in that, honoring one and not the other. And that's not what God wants. God wants us to be able to honor both. And a lot of the reason he has set that up is for the role that God set forward as family, to carry on the generation. And as you look through these Ten Commandments, as we've been going through them, a lot of it points back to being a family. And it all ties together. First, you got to honor God. And then you got to honor your parents. And then it's going to go on into our neighbors and how to deal with those things. And how to treat others. It's that family role model that's so key and so important that we do. That young man, growing up to be a fine man, he's figuring it out. And it's pretty cool to sit and watch it happen. And I can tell you, those things as a young age are sometimes hard to learn. But it comes with time. It also comes with good parents, teachers. So today, I'm asking for everybody who is here, first, honor your parents, but to also honor your parents as being parents and raising your children properly. So fathers and mothers, Scriptures in Colossians goes on to say, fathers, do not exasperate your children, that they may not lose heart. We have to raise them in a godly way. So just in closing, what can we do today to honor our parents? First of all, we need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. If that's something that you don't have, I would suggest starting there and looking there. And if today is a day that you feel God calling you, make that happen today. Get that right with God today. And then allow him to work in you to be able to honor your parents the right way. Secondly, we want to pray for them. Maybe they've already passed from this world, but we can still thank God and pray to God and thank him for the lives that they've had for us and give them that honor through that. And maybe there is a tough situation going on. But we can honestly pray to God about it and allow him to work it and take that burden from us. I'm not a long speaker, but I would like to have some time left today for us to do spend some time in prayer. I can tell you, our small group has really been blessed going through this study on prayer, and it's opened our eyes to a lot of things. And today I would like to offer an open invitation for prayer. The altar is open. Whether it's where you're at, whether it's down here or in the back with someone, if you need to grab a hand, please, let's spend some time in prayer today, honoring our parents and valuing them in that time. Mothers and fathers, I thank you. I thank you for being here at church. I thank you for your duty as a parent, and I pray for you as well as for me as a parent. Let's spend some time today as we have this invitation, and I would still leave the altar open. If you haven't made that decision today for Christ, and you see the role and the need of that in your life, please come forward. Please talk to someone. Get that right in your heart first. And then let God work the rest out.